You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. So excited and delighted that you guys would join me on tonight. Okay, I got to take a break, and we'll come back. We'll be back right after this.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Thank you. co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
Oh, yeah. We're back. So excited and delighted that you guys will join us on tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. So appreciative to all of you that will join me on tonight in the new studio. Trying to work it out. We got Miss Mandy back in the building with us. She's been on vacation. Hello, Mandy.
Hello.
I was excited and delighted that you would hang out with us again tonight in the E-Man studio. I am so excited to be back.
I'm very excited to hear the topic that we have for tonight.
Well, we'll put the topic out there tonight, and it's a little bit different topic. You know, I got a big six question. And my big six question is, to those of you that be at church on today, you know, you did church online, or you just, whichever way you got service today, you went into the building.
Right.
My big six question, Mandy, is this. What did your pastor or your man to God or your preacher preach about today, and what did that sermon mean to you? That's the title.
Okay.
Big six question. What did your pastor preach about today, and what did it mean to you? And so call me up here at 563-999-3456. And guess what?
What?
You can join the conversation. Yeah.
Right. Give us a call at 563-999-3456.
Yes. And so we're appreciative to all of you guys that are hanging out on the phone line with us tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. In the new studios of E-Man. We're trying to get this thing worked out over here.
Well, it's looking good, that's for sure.
You like the new studio, man?
I absolutely love the new studio, man.
Oh, okay. Okay, we got to get some stuff hooked up over here, right?
I have some stuff going on over here.
Well, we appreciate all you guys that join us on tonight. It is the evening after show. I'm going to do a recap for from last couple of last Sunday. Yeah, you, Mandy, you was out.
I was.
And you're back tonight. We had a couple of ministers stop by on the E-Man After Show, and they prayed. And we're so appreciative. We shout out to Deuteronomy 28 Women, Minister Yvette Smith. Her and her team, they stopped by. What was that, Halloween night? And they began to pray. Yeah, they prayed, and we prayed the house down. And I don't think I heard anything that went on, Mandy.
I have not received any report.
Yeah, I think it was a, well, I know it turned out to be a good prayer. Her and her team, her intercessor, they came on Halloween, and they prayed against a lot of demonic activity and a lot of different things that were going on. And
right.
We so appreciate it to Deuteronomy 28 women and to all those women that prayed over there. That was Halloween. But last Sunday night, man, we had a young lady out of Chicago, out of North Dakota. Yeah, she came on and prayed. Minister Antoinette Allard. Yeah, she prayed last Sunday night. And her prayer line ministry is called Peace, Love, Joy, and Sound Mind Ministry.
Yeah,
she came on last Sunday night. And she began to bombard heaven. Because we targeted prayers last Sunday night.
I noticed.
Yeah, she had a few prayers that she was targeting. I believe she prayed over finances and healing and giving her some heart and comfort of those that lost their loved ones. And, and she prayed. And we seen God do some stuff within 7 days.
We sure did.
Because she prayed, Mandy, she was praying for, you know, those of you that listen to the Mandy the Mentor Show in the evening after. So we know we want the show out of South Africa. It's Mandy the Mentor Show live South Africa. And they reported that there were 4 boys missing.
Right.
Right. And so they began to pray, and we connected our faith, and Minister Allow came on, and she prayed, and she decreed and declared in 7 days that them young boys were going to be found.
Yes.
And they reported on the show this past Thursday that them young boys were returned back home safely. And
yes.
So we, of course, appreciate to her that, you know, her coming on, her minister coming on praying this past Sunday night.
Yeah, yeah, it was just so powerful, man. I noticed how you guys had targeted prayers, you know, and Minister Antoinette Outlaw, she was just so humble. She operated out of humility, but yet authority, you know. It was just so beautiful to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed it. I was ear hustling. I was listening.
I was ear hustling. What is that?
I was just
listening.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you. You listening. You was on vacation. And for those of you that might not know, that listen to the E-Man After Show and Mandy the Mentor Show, you lost your father. And we laid him to rest on yesterday. And so we was praying for you and your family. And they was covering you. And glad you're back and you're doing well.
Well, I'm so appreciative for all the prayers. Yes, I am back, and I am glad to be back.
Well, we're glad to have you back on the evening after the show. Yeah, just to continue to cover you and your family, and a beautiful home going on yesterday, and a great man. I had an opportunity to sit around and share with him and talk with him. And so my prayers go out to you and your family.
Thank you.
And so to all of you, we see you in the chat room. They send their condolences to you, Mandy. So you're off vacation.
I am off vacation.
You're off vacation, and you're doing all right?
I'm good, man. Listen, ever since I walked back through the door, you put me to work. I'm good.
Okay. I'm just making sure you're emotionally okay over there.
I'm good. We are human, you know, and of course, when we lose loved ones, they're going to be greatly missed.
It depends on how the person views death. And so I pray I'll be with you. But guess what today is, man?
What is today?
National Children's Day.
Shout out to all the children out there. Shout out to my children.
Listen, if you ain't call your child today, call them. I ain't got you nothing. But I love Daddy, love you. You're listening to the show. I ain't got you nothing.
And if you are in the central time zone, you have less kids, 2 hours and 30 minutes, and I've got 6 children, wherever they may be.
Yeah, right, right. And so, today is National Children. Well, we want to thank all of you on the network. We want to thank all of you on the phone lines tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. Men is back in the building. We so appreciate all of you guys that hung out with us and hanging out with us. Shout out to Ms. Kia Davis, the owner of We Talk Radio Network.
Shout out to Ms. Kia Davis.
And also, I want to shout out to her daughter, Tamaya Smith. She lost her father. Same week we lost your father. So we're lifting up Ms. Davis and Ms. Smith.
Absolutely.
And to her daughter, because we just modeled her a few weeks ago. Losing a father, so she lost her father. So we're praying for the family just as well.
Yes.
Been a lot of prayer going on, and Pastor Jeremy Glenn, he's on those networks, and I think last Sunday night, Mandy, they rushed his mother to the hospital, and we all began to pray.
Right.
And Minister Al prayed, and we all prayed. And the last word I got from Ms. Kia D, she's doing great.
Praise God.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on. Yeah, for sure. That.
Yeah.
Well, we thank all of you guys that join us each and every Sunday night. It's the E-Man After Show. So our new listeners, I see a new few people on the network that's listening. I see some of you that's listening. And tonight we just want you to sit back and enjoy the E-Man After Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about what we're talking about tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. You guys keep it locked. We'll be back right after this.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose, and that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desires. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known that I'm paying my own bills. I'm making my decisions. I do just what I feel, trusting my intuition. It's my prerogative to live the way I live. Just thought I'd let you know that I'm grown. I appreciate all you've done for me. But I'm grown now. I gotta do what I gotta do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm cool. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's going to work out between.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know.
Baby, wait. Baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Cause sometimes I still lose my way, and I cry for you like I used to. Please forgive me, mama, for my grown-up days. Sometimes I need to hear you say, I ain't gonna tell you wrong.
Check one. My sounds like check one. Oh, 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 oh
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys would join us again on the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Hello, Mandy. Are you there?
I am here, E-Man.
Well, we're so excited that you guys would join us on tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. We're here every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. So appreciative of you guys would click on the link on the network. We're so appreciative of you guys that's on the phone lines. Listen, if you want to talk to E-Man tonight, you want to jump into this Big Six question. My Big Six question tonight is, if you went to church today or you checked out church online or however you got the word, what did your man or woman of God preach about tonight? And what did the sermon mean to you? And so I'm going to bring a caller up that's standing by the line tonight. Let's see, last four numbers, 4875. Hello, you on with E-Man. Who is this?
Hey, man, this is Brother Anthony, man.
Hey, how you doing, eh?
Yes.
You doing all right today?
Yes, sir. It was all good today.
What number domino you coming in on, sir?
What's out there? Big Six is on out there, ain't it?
Yeah, so you got 15 points, I already know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's 15 for you right there, 6-3. Yeah, so that puts you into the conversation. And so my Big Six question, did you do church today, and what did your pastor preach about, and what did the sermon mean to you?
Yeah, we went to church today. In fact, it was our jersey day. We was able to wear our favorite jersey of our favorite football team, so we had a wonderful time being able to do that. Didn't have to dress up.
So you wore your cowboy jersey today, hon?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I had my whole cowboy suit on with my mask and everything. Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
I passed the priest from Psalms 34, starting at verse 17, and it reads about the righteousness cry for the Lord, and he delivers you from your troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And he preached about it on that, you know, how the Lord reaches out to you when you're in time of need. Like he did seven steps of grief. I didn't write them all down. My wife, I think she documented them. But he was telling us how to get by through grief. And there were seven different steps of going through the grief with that. So he did that, and then he showed us how to take each one of those steps, you know, the things mm-hmm. that you go through in grief. So we were able to comprehend on that. There was a great sermon with that, teaching us how to do grief, like when you lose a loved one and how it affects
okay.
you, and, you know, and how you can overcome and kind of deal with it. You know, I remember one of them was crying. You know, he said, you're going to cry, cry. Don't hold it back. Cry. Get
right.
the grief out.
Right.
Let it go. Let it go. So that one kind of touched my heart, you know, pretty much, is why I kind of remembered a lot about that one, you know, because he did specify, you know, even men, you know, how us men, we try to do our best not to show our little light side of us or a little, I don't want to say physical.
Emotional side.
You know what I mean, the little small side of us that, we tend to be often strong and muscular and always, you know, don't have that kind of soft side. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, the soft side.
Yeah, emotional side.
And so
right.
he's explaining to us, if you need to cry behind your grief, do it. You know, even if you're alone, get it out. Cry about your grief, you know.
Right.
And that helps you get through your, time, you know. He did a very, very good analogy where he did a, he was talking about when he lost his grandmother, all he had left to her pretty much was a voicemail on his, because she called every day. He said she called every day. And when she passed away, he had a voicemail on his recorder, and he listened to it every day, come home, listen to it, you know. And and finally, you know, after so long went by, it kind of washed away that he ended up erasing it some type of way. It got erased off his thing. So, but anyway, that's how he kind of got through his grief. Listening to her voice every day, you know, and it slowly started working away that it's triggered in his mind. She's actually gone. She's in a better place, you know, and that took him through that. But we had a really good sermon, man. I appreciate what we had and appreciate the pastor. We go to Loving Fellowship Baptist Church, Pastor Michael D. Sneed, wonderful, great preacher that we go up under. But that was what our sermon was about, man. Trying to get through your grief, man. When seven stages of going through grief.
Well, I think it's very important that when you do lose a loved one or you lose anyone, go through the process of grieving. And when you experience it, it'd be a child, it'd be a mother, a father, or a sister, or a brother, or even just a close friend. They'll teach you also in therapy that there's levels of grieving, and they call it proper grieving. A lot of times we as I was listening to you, Anthony, talking about the steps in grieving, most therapists would tell you that, you know, us men, you know, we don't want to show our emotions. And if you don't allow your emotions to be shown, if you don't cry, it kind of, you ball all that up in you, it'll come out through your body, it'll come out in a sickness. And I know when we grew up, you probably always heard the word roller coaster. You're on an emotional roller coaster because, you know, one minute your emotions are high and the next minute they're not, because you hadn't really set in your emotions. And I know in the body of Christ, a lot of times people try to tell you, you know, you just pray it and that's going to be fine, it's going to be all right. And I know we're going to pray the comfort prayers, but because we all human, you know, it's in the mind. And so you really, really have to take the time and, you know, pull away and emotionally grieve and really grieve and deal with each emotion that you are faced with. Because one minute you may feel sad, the next minute you may feel happy. Most therapists will tell you, and most people will tell you, if you are somewhat, feeling sad, maybe probably like 5 or 6 days, you probably need to talk to someone. You know, why? Because now you're moving from what they call, Anthony, emotional roller coaster, or slipping into a depression, because depression brings about sadness. And so we living in an age and stage now where mental illness is real, and sometimes you can just be so chemical unbalanced until if you don't know how to process it, if you don't really know how to deal with it, it'll deal with you, and it'll show up in a sickness. It'll show up in your body. It'll show up in a lot, and you'll be angry. It'll show up in a lot of different ways. And so that sounded like it was a good sermon, because I 6 months ago I went through all of that, and still is, because grieving is funny. One minute you may be fine, and next minute, Anthony, you may be, you know, sad because you're thinking about your loved one. So it's up and down, but it gets better in time. You know what I'm saying? It gets better in time. And so and then we know God is there to comfort us in the spirit realm, you know, through all. And so to all of you that have lost a loved one and have lost someone in your life, a friend or a parent or a child, you know, our prayers are with you. We pray the comforting of God on you. And yes, because we have lost a lot of friends and loved ones just through COVID. And a lot of people are grieving right now, you know, and a lot of people are dealing with death. And, you know, the scripture teaches us there is a time to live and there's a time to die. We're gonna get up out of here one way or the other. You know, everybody wanna go to heaven, Anthony, but don't nobody wanna die and get there. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of us don't wanna go right now anyway, because we got too much work to do. But you know, the only thing I can see is just make sure, you know, we are, you know, your hand is in God's hand. And to those of you that are listening on the network tonight, E-Man After Show, we so appreciative that you guys would hang out with E-Man. It is, almost 10 o'clock. I know this is a late show. It's 9 o'clock Central Standard Time that the E-Man Show is on. And we're 1 hour behind. Why? Because time went back last week. And so we got an extra hour. Normally it would be what? Normally it would be 10:40, where it's 9:40. So your body may be on the 10:40 time, you know, then the 9:40 time, but we're so appreciative that you would stay up and click the link and come on to the network. We see you guys standing by. If you want to join the conversation, tell us what your pastor preached about today and what did it mean to you. You can hit option one, that's Uno on your phone, and we'll bring you into the conversation. You know, because I had two sermons today that I deal with. Bishop Jake, he had a great sermon. Those of you that know, I go to the part of South Server under Bishop Jake. And Bishop Jake talked about the riddle. And if you can remember the riddle with the Joker, you know, I think he came from Judges 14, 1 through 20. And that was a great sermon. I ain't going to tell you about it. It had a lot in it. And you go back and listen to that particular sermon. And then had an opportunity, because I serve at several churches on Sunday, had to rush over from the Partis House over to New Grace Pentecostal Church of God in Christ. Well, Pastor Nathan Schaffner, he preached today. His sermon was, God would comfort you, God would confuse your enemy. That was the name of his sermon today, Anthony, that God will confuse your enemy. I think he came from Exodus 23 verse 27, where you talk about, well, God will confuse the enemy no matter what. He'll confuse the enemy. When the enemy thinks he got you down through a sickness, God will just raise you up and heal you. And if you just keep praising God through any adversity or anything you're going through, the enemy get confused because he brings a lot in our lives to think we're going to stop serving God, but we keep on confusing him because we keep getting right on up, putting one foot in front of the other, and we keep right on going. And so there was the sermons that I enjoyed today. They both was great sermons today. As I do the parties, I had to rush out the back door because I'm doing another church, and I run over there and do their church, and got some good word in today. And so I'm so appreciative of that. And so to all of you that's on the phone live tonight and all of you that's listening, Mandy, you got some word in today, did you, Mandy?
I did.
And so what did you get out of the sermon today?
All right, so the topic was forgiveness versus acceptance. And the pastor came out of Matthew 6:14. And, you know, when the Lord was talking about forgiving trespasses, you know, unless you forgive one trespass, you cannot be forgiven, basically, right? I paraphrase. And what the preacher was speaking about is, you know, you can forgive people, and if they're not, if the relationship is not healthy, not allowing them into your space. And he gave examples. He talked about, you know, maybe they're in need, maybe they need help, you know, maybe they need you to encourage them to speak a word into their life. Keep your heart open, you know, to assist, but you do not have to allow unhealthy people into your space. So that just basically sums it up.
Right. Well, that sounds like a great sermon. And so and to those of you that's on the phone lines, those of you on the network, We Talk Radio Network, yes, we're so appreciative that you would join the E-Man After Show on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, we have a brand new website. It's wetalkradio.com. We'd like for you guys to go on to our new website and check out all the great things that's going on over here on We Talk Radio Network. You know, we have a YouTube channel that we would love for you guys to like, share, make a comment, but we encourage you to subscribe for our new YouTube channel. That's We Talk Radio Network. We're so appreciative to all of you guys that would join us each and every Sunday night. We have a lot of great shows that's going on over here on We Talk Radio, and we just like you guys, we got something for you every day of the week. And we would love for you guys to go on the network and check out all the great shows that's on the network. But listen, I got to take a real quick break. And when I come back out of this break, we shall continue. We see you standing by on the phone line. Hit option one, and we'll bring you into the conversation. But we're going to take a break, and when we come back out of the break, we'll continue our conversation. It is the E-Man After Show. We'll be back right after this.
This is for the world. Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah. Asking questions, 'cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you to make a way, and we all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way. When it all falls down and there's no way out. Hey, when our faith is lost and we're full of you
Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are back with us on tonight. We're so appreciative to all of you guys that's hanging out with us on the E-Man After Show. And what we're talking about tonight, Anthony, are you there? You there, Ant?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to put my mute out. Yeah.
We so appreciative that you were hanging out with us on some E-Man After Show tonight. Mandy, are you there?
I am here.
Yes, we so appreciative of all you guys that's over on the network that's listening. We so appreciative that you would click on the link that we sent out and to all the links to the show and to the network. Shout out to Ms. Kia Davis and to the owner of We Talk Radio Network and to the operations director, Mr. T. Smiley. Shout out to all of the personalities that is on the We Talk Radio Network. It is the E-Man After Show. We so appreciative of all of you would join us on tonight because we put a big six question out there and we've been talking about what our pastors, our men of God, or our women of God is, they preached about on today, you know, and what did that sermon mean to you? Because, you know, I'm in church, we're in church all the time, Anthony, and a lot of times, Anthony, have you been in church and you know how you get out of church and you get to talking to people, they be like, what did your pastor preach about today? And you'd be like, well, I know he said, I can't remember, but I know he said, Jesus was soon to come. They don't remember the sermon. They don't remember the title. They don't remember none of that. And so Anthony just allowed me to propose a question, you know, what did your man to God preach about today? And what did that sermon mean to you? What did you get out of that sermon on today? And so we all hear a lot of different things when our preachers are preaching, and a lot of times it's to edify us and it's to help us get through the week and get through the day. And so we're so glad and excited. I am reading some comments that's coming through. Thank you guys tonight. Thank you for joining me. Yes, Mandy's back. Mandy lost her father and she's back, and they're praying for you, Mandy, and we are praying for you just as well, you and your family. You know, why? Because a lot of people are grieving at this time. And so, Andrew? Are you there, Andrew?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
And so you see the Cowboys won today, huh?
Yes, yes, it is. Yes,
boy, they won big time, huh?
What I didn't understand is how you lose last week 30 points and beat somebody 40 points next week.
But it's like this here, and I guess we all know. In any given day, it's just whoever show up on that Sunday. You know, and, you know, just in the sports world, it's like that, you know. I guess because we're all human, you know. Sometimes you can go to work, Anthony, and you can have that burst of energy, you know, and you can just work, and get a lot done. 2 days later, you just go in there sluggish. You don't feel like working. You know, you be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just do the basics just to get through. Like, man, it's 5 o'clock on here, up. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so you do everything you know to do, but you get the work done. And it's kind of like that in, you know, in the game of football or sports. Some nights these guys, man, they can just come and just have the best game ever. And the next week it's like, is that the same team playing? Because nobody sure. That's kind of what happened to like the Cowboys last week. They couldn't get it together at all last week, you know. But they had a good conversation and they regrouped and they came back this week and got the win. And so I think it was on the T Smiley show, on the Cave show. Me and Mr. T Smiley, because, you know, we talk about a lot of sports on the Cave show. I want you guys to go check that show out every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And I think me and Mr. T made a prediction about the Cowboys this year. I think I said they were going to do 10-3. And I think Mr. T Smiley somewhat agreed with that. So it looked like they heading that way. It looked like the Cowboys are going to do good this year. What do you think, Ant?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're looking pretty good this year. Everybody stop putting them down.
Well, yeah. But, you know how, I don't know why we Cowboy fans, this is the generation. Well, we'll counsel a team in a minute, won't we?
you lose
two games, and boy, look at here. We will counsel you so quickly, you know. But as soon as you win it, everybody in the world, you know, Cowboys. But anyway, we so appreciative that the Cowboys won today, and I'm predicting 10-3, and then they're going on to the playoffs, and we'll see what happened after that.
Yeah. All right.
And so we're excited tonight that you guys will join the E-Man After Show. We're so appreciative that you will come on Sunday nights. I know this is a late show, and those of us have to get up and go to work, and those of us have to, you know, get our day started, put the kids down, but we still appreciate you guys that would hang out on the network and just come on the phone lines and join the E-Man After Show. We may come around the domino table, we put different topics out and we discuss them, and so we're getting ready to go out of this year into the new year. And we're wrapping this year up, and a lot of things have happened this year, and a lot of people are ready to go into 2022. We already working in our 2022 calendar, and we got a lot going on and been doing a lot. And so we got a lot of great interviews coming up in the year, got a lot of great things coming up, got a lot of great things we're going to be doing over here on We Talk Radio. We want you guys to keep it locked. We want you to follow us over here on We Talk Radio. Check out the network. Check out the YouTube channel. We want you to check us out on all our social media. Why? Because we're getting ready to do a lot of great things over here on We Talk Radio, and just as well over on Blog Talk Radio on the Man to the Mentor Show. We have launched a new show over there. It's Man to the Mentor Show Live South Africa, and that show have taken off, and we just got a lot going on, and so we so appreciative to all of you guys that support us in all the shows that we're doing. Shout out to all the personalities. Shout out to Pastor Jeremy Glenn and to Emily Blue and Dion Lack and Miss Kia Davis and Mr. T. Smiley, and to all of those that has a show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Well, tonight has been another episode of E-Man After Show. Anthony, I got to get on up out of here. You know, I'm in my new studio. I got all kind of stuff going on around here. And so we so appreciative to all of you guys that will hang out with me tonight, and come back next Sunday night. We'll be up and running. Yes. We'll be going, and we'll put a big topic out there, and we pray that each and every one of you have a good week. We want to continue to cover each and every one of us. We want to cover those of you that have lost a loved one. We want to comfort you and your loss. We thank Mandy for being back tonight. Mandy, you hanging out?
Yeah, I am.
Mandy, you're on the other side. You're on the other side of the house. You just lost in here, huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you well. Okay. You just lost in this house, huh? You trying to learn your way around? Okay.
I still am. Yes.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that you hanging out here at E-Man Studios tonight. And listen, we got to get on up out of here. Shout out to all of you. We pray that each and every one of you have a blessed week and a productive week.
Yes.
And we'll be back next Sunday night right here on the E-Man After Show. Mandy, let's get on up out of here. Let's thank
B.I.G. Let's go. B.I.G.
Oh, wow. you've been gone for a couple of weeks. You done forgot about the whole show, how this whole thing went on.
Okay, man. Come on.
Well, let's thank B.I.G.
B.I.G.
Because I believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.
Good night, everyone.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.